Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building a Dubwise Phil Swing playbook for Sunrise Emotion in Ableton Live 12, with jungle and old school drum and bass vibes. Beginner friendly, but still proper dance-a-floor science. The big idea here is simple. We want the drums to feel like they're leaning back in the pocket, while the bass and atmosphere keep rolling forward. That push and release is what gives Sunrise DNB its feeling. It's warm, nostalgic, uplifting, and still got that breakbeat pressure. So don't think of this as just making busy drums. Think of it as shaping a moment. The best fills in jungle are often not about cramming in more notes. They're about making space, then landing a short, intentional phrase that makes the next bar hit harder. Let's start with the tempo. Set your Ableton project somewhere between 166 and 172 BPM. For this vibe, 170 BPM is a really sweet spot. It has enough urgency to feel like drum and bass, but it's not so fast that you lose the emotional glide. Now create a simple drum setup. Use a drum rock on a MIDI track, and keep it lean. Load in a kick, a snare, a break sample or a break slice setup, a rim shot, a tom or bongo, and one reverse hit or noise swell. That's enough. You do not need a giant kit right now. In old school jungle, a small set of strong sounds usually hits harder than a crowded kit. Next, bring in a classic break. You can drag it into simpler or onto an audio track. If you're using simpler, set it to classic mode so it's easier to work with. You can turn on warp only if you really need it. At this stage, try to keep the break sounding natural and full of character. Loop the break for one bar and listen to where it naturally feels good. This is important. Let the break tell you where the pocket is. Then add a little swing using the groove pool. Try an MPC-style groove around 55 to 58% and apply it lightly. Don't go overboard. A small amount of timing feel is enough to make the loop breathe. Here's a beginner rule that helps a lot. Keep the main kick and snare mostly solid, and you swing more on the ghost notes, the percussion, and the fill material. If you swing everything too hard, the track starts to drag and loses that forward pressure. Now chop the break, right-click and choose Slice to New MIDI Track. For a beginner workflow, slice by transient. If the break is very busy, slicing by eighth notes can be easier. Once it's sliced, you can play the break like an instrument. Build a basic one-bar groove first. Put your stronger hits on the main snare points, then add a few ghosty shuffle notes between them. You don't need perfection. You're just making a loop that feels alive. If a slice feels too sharp or too messy, use a little volume adjustment. Trim the tail, or add a touch of saturation. Sometimes one tiny change makes the whole groove feel more regal. Now for the secret weapon, the Dubwise fill. Make a second MIDI clip that acts as a variation, not just a copy. This should sit at the end of a phrase, usually the last bar of a 4, 8, or 16 bar section. In that fill, keep it sparse. Put in a rim shot or ghost snare, one tom hit, one delayed break slice, and maybe a reverse swell right before the downbeat. That's enough. The goal is not to show off. The goal is to create that little moment where the groove opens up, breathes, and then drops back in with more emotion. A really strong beginner fill might go like this. A small ghost hit around beat 3, a tom or slice a little after that, then an accented hit on beat 4, and finally a reverse crash or filtered noise just before the next bar lands. That gives you the Dubwise question and answer feel. Now, one of the biggest beginner mistakes is using too much fill too often. Don't make every bar a fill bar. Use fills as events. Put them at the end of an 8-bar or 16-bar phrase, or right before the bass comes back and after a breakdown. That's where they do the most emotional work. Let's talk about timing. Swing is powerful, but in DNB you want to use it strategically. Keep the main backbeat fairly tight, and let the fill feel looser. Use groove pool timing lightly on the fill clip, maybe around 20 to 45% influence, while the main groove stays more locked in. That contrast is what creates the Dubwise feel. Velocity matters a lot here too. It's honestly one of your beginner superpowers. Instead of adding more notes, try making the existing notes softer or stronger. Main snares should hit confidently. Ghost notes should be lower in velocity. Percussion answers can sit in the middle. This instantly makes the groove sound more human and less like it was copy-pasted. Now let's shape the sound with stock Ableton tools. On the drum group or drum bus, try drum bus for a bit of drive and grit. Keep it subtle. You want flavor, not destruction. A little saturator can also help glue things together. Add EQ8 to clean up mud in the low mids and tame any harsh cymbal energy if the break is biting too hard. Then use glue compressor very lightly, just enough to bring the drums together without flattening the swing. If you want the fill to feel more dubby, use auto filter on the fill hits. A low pass sweep before the drop can sound really classy. Open the filter on the downbeat for release. That little motion gives the transition a sense of breathing in and out. Now we bring in bass, because the fill only really works if the bass knows when to step back. Build a simple bass line with operator, wave eatable, or even a sampled bass note if you want to stay very beginner friendly. Keep it minimal. A deep sub, maybe a short mid bass stab, and plenty of space around the fill. This is where the call and response comes alive. Let the bass answer the drums, but don't let it fight them. During the fill, duck the bass a little. You can shorten the notes, lower the volume for that bar, or automate a filter or volume change. When the bass steps back, the fill feels bigger and the return of the groove feels more powerful. Now add a bit of dub echo, but keep it controlled. Put echo or delay on a return track or directly on the fill channel. Use it sparingly. A dotted eighth or quarter note delay can work nicely. Keep the feedback moderate and filter the delay so it doesn't muddy the low end. You want the echo to bloom at the end of the phrase, not smear the whole track. Also, add atmosphere, but keep it subtle and high-passed. Vinyl hiss, rain texture, distant room tone, or a soft pad tail can all work. These are there to create sunrise emotion, not to wash out the drums. Think of them as the fog around the breakbeat, not the main event. Now arrange the idea like a real track. Work in 8-bar or 16-bar phrases. A simple structure could be stripped intro, then bass enters, then a more active fill every 8 bars, then a tension section with filtered drums, and finally a wider open drop with brighter atmospheres. Keep the intro and outro DJ friendly. That means clear markers, not too many fills, and enough steady rhythm for mixing. Here's a really useful mindset. Check your fill in context, not just solo. A fill can sound amazing by itself and still ruin the bass moment. Always listen with the rest of the track playing. If it feels crowded, shorten the fill. Often the best move is to cut it down by 25-50% and let more air remain before the downbeat. Once you find a fill you love, resample it. Create a new audio track, set the input to resampling, and record the fill with its echo tail and atmosphere. Now you've got a signature transition sound. You can reverse it, slice it, pitch it, or reuse it before other drops. That's how you turn one good idea into a reusable weapon for your track. If you want a darker or heavier version of this style, try a little distortion on the break bus, but keep your low end disciplined. Kick and sub should stay mono. Let the tops, delays, and textures spread wider. You can also automate a low pass filter on the drum group during transitions, then open it sharply on the drop for extra impact. Another great trick is the safe version and wild version approach. Save one restrained fill for normal transitions, and one more dramatic fill for breakdown to drop moments. That way your arrangement keeps moving without becoming messy. Let's recap the core idea. Start with a strong sampled break and a simple groove. Put swing mainly on ghosts and fill details, not the entire track. Keep the bass out of the way when the fill hits. Use Ableton's drum rack, simpler, groove pool, drum bus, EQ8, saturator, auto filter, echo and glue compressor to shape the sound. Place fills at the ends of phrases, and resample your best fill so it becomes part of your signature sound. If you keep the drums tight, the swing selective, and the atmosphere controlled, you'll get that dubwise sunrise emotion that feels classic, danceable, and properly old school. For your practice, build one complete 8-bar sunrise DNB phrase. Slice one break, make a simple loop, duplicate it across 8 bars. Turn the last bar into a fill bar with a tom, a rimshot, a reverse hit, and a delayed break slice. Add swing only to the fill clip. Add a short echo throw on the last hit. Then automate a filter opening into the next phrase and resample the fill for later use. That's the playbook. Keep it musical, keep it breathing, and let the space do some of the work. That's where the magic lives.